The silence in the rain-lashed church was profound as the circle's leader finally admitted that.
In that case, is Clinton's determination to forcibly suppress the schismatics really wrong? Holden said.
All of them looked at him, and he waved one hand in the air before his face.
I'm not saying the man isn't a monster, or trying to suggest that his initial solution to the Carisian problem wasn't loathsome in the eyes of God. But if we've reached a point where the Carisians will never return voluntarily to Mother Church, what other option than forcing them to return will lie open to us as the vicars of God's church?
I'm not certain forcing them to return by any means is the right course, Wilson replied, facing the issue squarely. With all due respect for the traditions of Mother Church, perhaps the time's come for us to simply accept that the people of Caris are not going to submit to what amounts to foreign rule of their own church any longer.
He looked around the other worried faces and wondered how many of them were thinking what he was. The church's traditions didn't always perfectly reflect historical truth. That was one of the things which made Michael Stainer's appointment as Archbishop of Caris and his letters to the temple so dangerous. It was enormously ironic that the rebellious archbishop had chosen to base so much of his argument on Grand Vicar Thomas's writ on obedience and faith. That writ of instruction's true purpose had been to establish the doctrine of the Grand Vicar's infallibility when he spoke in the name of God, which, as Wilson, for one, knew perfectly well, had been a new and radically different formulation of doctrine, justified on the basis of necessary change. And the same writ had moved the church's confirmation of bishops and archbishops from the archdiocesan level to that of the vicarate itself. That had been in the year 407, and in the 5 centuries since, it had become the church's tradition that it had always been so. Indeed, most people, including many of the clergy, who should have known better, truly believed that to have been the case, which was what made the fact that Stainer had used the same writ's authorization of canonical change when events within the world made it necessary so damnably ironic and dangerous. For the church to deny the authority of Thomas's writ in Caris's case was to deny its authority in all cases, including that which, ultimately, had made the vicarate the undisputed master of the church in the first place. From Wilson's perspective, that would almost certainly be a very good thing. From the perspective of the group of four and those like them, it was anathema, complete and total.
All of you know my son was Dinis's intendant, he continued. In fact, he understood from the beginning the reasons why I actually helped Clinton engineer his exile to Telesburg rather than trying to fight it. I've shared most of his private letters with other members of the circle. He's convinced, and I have great faith in his judgment, that whatever else the Carisians may be, they aren't servants of Shan Wei, and that their general hostility towards Mother Church is directed at her hierarchy, at the group of four, and at the rest of the vicarate, because of our failure to restrain people like Clinton. So I believe we have to ask ourselves a fundamental question, brothers. Which is more important? The outward unity of Mother Church, enforced by swords and pikes against the will of God's children, or the continued joyous communion of those children with God and the archangels, even if it be through a hierarchy other than our own? If the only point of true doctrinal disagreement lies in the infallibility of the Grand Vicar and the overriding authority of the vicarate, isn't it perhaps time we considered saying to our brothers and sisters in Caris that they are still our brothers and sisters, even if they refuse to submit to the authority of the temple? If we let them go their own way to God with our blessing,
and continued prayers for their salvation, rather than attempting to force them to act in violation of their own consciences, perhaps we can at least blunt the hatred between Telesburg and the temple.